Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, the cattle futures had another quiet day, trading day today. We finished slightly lower on the December lives, down 47 at 107.45. The February's were up 20 at 111.17. April live cattle up 12 at 115.20. And the feeder cattle were down in January, 55 points at 137.20. March is up 30, 138.45. April's up 37 at 140.40. August is 146.57. Now, August and September are tied there, both at 146.57, and those are the highest contracts on the board. I've noticed some people wanting to sell those at 150. We got within about $1.50 a week or so ago, but then it has since sold off. Boxed beef at midday got hit again. It was down 3.93 on choice at 221.09. Keep in mind, we were all the way up at 245 at one point, so it sold off somewhere around 9 or 10%. So far, after rallying about 18 or 19%. So I've given back a lot of that. It went all the way up to 245. Now it's 221. Select was down 101 at 204.41. The choice select spreads tightened up here to $16.68. The cash trade looks like it was 108 yesterday, and then we had some 107 today. So that's also disappointing. Today's slaughter was 120,000.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hattie, what do you want for Christmas?
Dad, I want a new Kubota L2501.
Why a new Kubota?
Because right now, Great Plains Kubota has the best price, the best tractor, and the best warranty.
You're right, Hattie. Great Plains Kubota also has a best price guarantee and an exclusive 10-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty. So this one's easy. You don't even need to ask Santa. Just visit gpkubota.com.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
The grain market's generally higher here. The wheat surged throughout the day today. July Kansas City finished up 12 and a half cents at 559 and a quarter. That Kansas City wheat's really been fairly strong here as of late. Chicago wheat was also higher. It was anywhere from 8 to 13 cents higher. Corn was 3 to 4 higher, and then soybeans were 11 to 12 cents higher. Tomorrow morning, we've got a USDA report that's going to give us the latest round of the ending stocks for the U.S. and world. It looks like, as a general statement here, corn, beans, and wheat are going to be a little bit tighter here in the United States, primarily due to increased export sales. But in the world, it looks like we could actually be a little bit bigger. So I don't think that this report will have a huge impact on the markets overall. This isn't a report. You know, we don't have a crop in the ground, no big changes in the current crop. So not a whole lot of big changes expected. And the market's anticipated to kind of reflect that and have another normal day. But anytime you have a report, there's so many unknowns and people, you know, sizing up, getting in, getting out of rather large positions. And also being December, maybe there's some end-of-year top trade that'll factor into that. But that report, again, is tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.